Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bowes. Tales from the labor market, a national shortage of pharmacists. And yet another reminder that the U.S. labor market is massive, complex, and definitely not uniform, one of the latest labor shortages to pop up in this extended pandemic-impacted economy is among professional pharmacists. Yes, despite widespread reports of tech industry layoffs and downsizing, there are still large swaths of the labor market that are experiencing labor shortages, and pharmacists are in short supply nationwide. Two major pharmacy chains, Walmart and CVS, have both announced plans to reduce their pharmacies' opening hours due to these staff shortages. From a recent report at Insider covering the announcements from the two companies, Walmart and CVS are reducing pharmacy hours due to a nationwide shortage of pharmacists, the Wall Street Journal reported on Friday. Most of the pharmacies at Walmart's 4,600 in the stores in the U.S. will close at 7 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. by March, the company told the Journal. In the same month, CVS will cut or shift hours at two-thirds of the 9,000 locations it operates. CVS confirmed the change. As part of the regular course of business, we periodically review operating hours to make sure we're open during peak customer demand, a CVS spokesperson said. By adjusting hours in select stores this spring, we will ensure our pharmacy teams are available to serve patients when they're most needed, they added. And if a pharmacy is closed, a patient can visit any open CVS pharmacy location for assistance with their immediate prescription needs. Retailers like Walmart and CVS have been trying to recruit new staff and retain current pharmacists for several years, but real wages, adjusted for the impacts of high inflation, for pharmacists have declined lately, including by 5% in 2021, according to reporting from the New York Times. Additionally, the impacts of the pandemic made things more challenging for pharmacists and other professional staff, as retail pharmacies were charged with distributing COVID tests, COVID vaccines, and associated treatments over the past 3 years. And pharmacists at chains like CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens have been reporting since at least mid-2021 that they were becoming burned out after working extra hours and dealing with a higher volume of customers in the pandemic years, and many have even quit their jobs altogether. In attempts to bolster the ranks of pharmacy staff, some retailers have offered new or additional benefits, such as free pizza or gift cards, to attract and keep pharmacists, Insider reported back then. But pharmacists said the failure of pay to keep up with inflation and the increased stress of the job have outweighed any one-off perks. The shortage of pharmacists will present challenges for both retail organizations like Walmart and CVS, as well as the many smaller and local pharmacies that provide essential services to their communities. It does seem likely, given the long and expensive training and education required for new entrants to pharmacy, that retailers will have to get more creative with programs like internships, work-study schemes, and student loan repayment assistance, as well as improving wages and benefits, to attract new pharmacists and keep hold of the staff that they have now. That's it for today's Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.